This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty touched an intraday high of 9,390 on April 20th, which is the 38.2% Fibonacci retracement level of the entire swing seen from an all-time high at 12,430 to March low at 7,511. While Nifty retraced 38.2%, Dow Jones had already retraced more than 50% of its entire fall seen from January high to March low. A 50% retracement level for Nifty comes to 9,970. RSI oscillator has been forming positive divergence for the Nifty on the daily chart. On April 7th, Nifty closed above its 10-day exponential moving average resistance level, and since then, it has never fallen below that. The 10-day exponential moving average is currently placed at 8,957, which is going to act as a support. On the derivatives front, we have seen put writing at 9,000. Moreover, Nifty 9,000 put level consists of the highest open interest among the Nifty weekly expiry and second highest in the monthly expiry, indicating 8,950 to 9,000 level will act as strong support. Immediate resistance for Nifty is seen at 9,390. A sustained trend above 9,390 could push Nifty towards the target of 9,800 to 9,900 levels. The advance decline ratio was positive on BSE for 9 out of 10 trading days in the month of April. This indicates that the recent rise in the market is not only on the back of short covering. The analyst believes that outperformance from the mid-caps may continue during the coming week also. Though the market is passing through the phase of uncertainty as to whether the recent recovery would sustain or not, there are some stocks and sectors which are showing extraordinary strength in their price movements, such as the pharma sector. Coming back to the benchmark index, the analyst believes that Nifty should hold its support level of 8,950 for the coming days. So the analyst advises to accumulate long positions on decline with the stop loss of 8,950. On the higher side, if Nifty manages to close above its resistance of 9,400, it could extend the upswing to 9,800 to 9,900 in the next couple of weeks. Here are three stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. BEL is the first call with a target price of Rs. 82 and stop loss of Rs. 71. Upside potential for this call is 9%. BEL has broken out from the bullish inverse head and shoulder pattern by closing above the neckline resistance of Rs. 73. The stock has also broken out on the daily chart with higher volumes to close at the highest level since February 27. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI and MACD are showing strength in the stock on the daily charts. The short-term trend of the stock is bullish, where the stock is trading above its 5 and 20-day simple moving average. HPCL is the second call with a target price of Rs. 245 and stop loss of Rs. 215. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The stock price has broken out on the daily chart by closing above the resistance level of Rs. 222 with higher volumes. It closed at 2 months high. MACD has closed above its signal line on the daily chart, while the RSI oscillator is forming positive divergence favoring the bulls. On the derivative front, we have seen long buildup in HPCL. Exide Industries is the third call with a target price of Rs. 163 and stop loss of Rs. 143. Upside potential for this call is 9%. The stock price has broken out on the daily chart by closing above the resistance level of Rs. 147, with higher volumes to close at 1 month high. RSI oscillator has been forming positive divergence favoring the bulls. In the derivatives segment, we have seen long buildup in the April futures till now. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.